brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is our guest. Gary Franchi's going to pop in later in the hour. They've conducted a scientific poll, and it basically mirrored what polls showed a few weeks ago. Ron Paul is in second in Iowa behind Herman Cain. But something else was shown in their poll. We'll tell you about that. Coming up, Ron Paul is number one in one category. We'll tell you about that coming up. We've commissioned polls before. I should do another Zogby or something. Finishing, we're talking about Greg can't answer the caller's question. Caller was asking about the individual charged with doling out the funds from the bankruptcy, and you were saying that you do know the MO on this guy.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is that this guy's halfway in between. There was a very good one, Picard, at handling the Madoff deal. But he has no real power. He hasn't been able to get any real money except from one of the billionaires' widows because the guy died. But the other thieves are still holding on and saying, that's your tough problem, buddy. Then there's the trustee like we have on BP, Ken Feinberg, known as the reptile, right? Obama made a big deal. Oh, I've got $20 billion for you. The guy hasn't even handed out five, and that's all he's going to give out. They made sure that deal was cut. That deal was cut to make sure the people on the Gulf got shafted. Read, I have a section, by the way, called Mr. Fairness in Vulture's Picnic. And I say when the energy finance combine needs a screwdriver, needs to screw the public, they hire a screwdriver, and the Wall Street Journal calls him Mr. Fairness. That's the type of guy you get. Now, this guy Giddens, who is handling the Corzine operation, he handled Lehman Brothers. And I can tell you, as someone who had some Lehman in my pension fund, I ain't seen it. Because one thing he didn't do is that that Barclays literally stole about $8 billion in the day of the collapse of Lehman Brothers. Just carted off $8 billion in securities. And I haven't seen this guy say, hey, guys, excuse me, that $8 billion ain't yours. Could you please put it back?
Well, see, that's what's incredible.
I don't trust this guy to do anything.
Well, that's what's incredible. They're robbing people's pensions, even private ones like yours, and somehow this is free market and beautiful. This is criminality, and just because they've got most of the regulators in their pockets, I don't see them being invincible in the final equation. And wouldn't the world be a better place without this? How many of these vultures are there? I mean, isn't there just a couple hundred top ones? I know Rothkopf, former head of the Kissinger Group, said there's 6,000 superclass.
That's about right. I would say in Vulture's Picnic that there's about two dozen really top guys, like this guy Singer, who's worth about $4 billion, who's now the Romney top economic advisor. This is what we really want. And again, I don't want to say it's just the Republicans, because you got the deregulators, the decriminalizers like Robert Rubin, who really ran the show and still is a shadow force directing the philosophy of Obama. Rubin bankrupted Citibank and got a $110 million bonus for it, you know. So I would say, if you look in Vulture's Picnic, you get kind of a list. I actually wanted people to actually get the names of these guys and see how they operate rather than just talk about the general class.
You should be all over national TV, but of course you're not. This information, though, is getting out to the alternative media that is more and more becoming the dominant media, and that's why they're now moving in with all these attacks on free speech. That's why they're acclimating and said not only torture is good, but getting rid of free speech in America is good, and getting rid of voting in Europe is good. It's truly an attempt to convert us into a global corporate dictatorship. Greg Palast, thank you so much for spending time with us. Look forward to speaking to you in the future.
Alex, you're a treasure. Thank you for getting word out.
Thank you. All right, there goes Greg Palast, great guy. We're going to come right back on the other side with Aaron Dykes riding shotgun with us. Gary Franchi's getting...
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
November 22nd, 2011, Tuesday edition. We've got the final 52 minutes of this worldwide broadcast today. I'll be back in Austin tomorrow afternoon. I'm about to pull up stakes here and on my investigation, and boy, we discovered a lot out here. Just amazing. Be back in Central Texas soon enough, joining you via phone. Normally on the road, I'd be joining you with crystal clear Skype, but here in the high desert, the internet is pretty much non-existent. We are going to get to Tom, Patrick, O'Brien, Kyle, Mike, and others. I'm going to eject here in about 10 minutes and hand the baton over to Aaron Dykes, Infowars.com, video editor, researcher, and host, also of the Nightly News. We're going to also break down some of the other news developments that have unfolded, but at the bottom of the hour, he'll go to your calls for those of you holding, and then intersperse some of the other news I've not covered yet. But Gary Franchi of Restore the Republic, doing an amazing job. He, of course, also hosts the Reality Report. I think it's twice a week on television. Gary Franchi contacted us this morning. He's conducted his own poll. He's gone out and hired a polling company. Anybody can do this. I think it's a great idea to actually hire companies and then ask real questions. When I hired Zogby, though, they wouldn't even let me ask the questions I particularly wanted to ask. That's how political these groups are. But what Franchi found basically integrates in with what other scientific polls have found. But he asked another question that hasn't been asked. When he asked the question about who would you vote for, it was Herman Cain, and then in Iowa, and then, of course, it was Ron Paul, and that's what a poll showed last week. He's number two. Same thing in New Hampshire. He's not just number three. He's number two. They've been desperately ignoring him, or he'd be number one. He's the doctor with the medicine this republic needs. He's a historian. He's an economist. He's a doctor. He's got the facts. He predicted everything that was going to happen through history, through understanding. But Franchi had another question asked as well. So here joining us to go over that, and Aaron Dykes is with us also, and we'll continue the interview after I leave with Gary Franchi, is Gary Franchi. Gary, tell us how you did the poll, who did it, and read to folks, breaking it here. I appreciate you doing that. We'll get an article out, and I would imagine folks are going to be interested to see it. We'll be sure to link to your fine organization and what you're doing. The great ads you're producing are some of the best, in fact, even better than some of the Ron Paul campaign official stuff I've seen with your super PAC. You're certainly kicking globalist tail. So tell us about the new poll breaking here.
Well, Alex, thanks for having me on for this breaking story. As you know, last week, Bloomberg was the big story that there was a dead heat in Iowa. Well, this week, things have completely changed. What we've been able to discover through an independent polling company called Teleresearch out of Indiana, they've been in business for 18 years.
That's a respected group. That's a respected group. Please continue.
So what we discovered was not only is there a three-way dead heat for the lead among Republicans, we factored in, we asked the pollers, we asked the people taking the poll if they were Republicans or independents and if they would actually reelect Obama. Now, if they said no, we said, okay, well, then would you consider voting in the Republican caucus? And if you did, who would you vote for? Ron Paul came in overwhelming, over the top, with a four-point lead over Herman Cain. Okay? That means the margin of error was 3%. So even at the worst-case scenario, Ron Paul has a one-point lead. Best-case scenario, seven-point lead in Iowa. There is a
By the way, I got to stop you. This integrates in with national polls showing Ron Paul dead heat or 3 to 5 points. There's a spectrum of scientific polls, Zogby, Gallup, you name it. He's either dead heat or 3, 4, or 5 points ahead of Obama when they run those two head up against each other. This is big news. Please continue.
So basically, Ron Paul leads at 25% with an approximate 4-point advantage over Gingrich and Herman Cain. Okay. Now there's another question that we asked. I said, look, I want to know where the national security concerns are of the people of Iowa. As you know, tonight there is a CNN debate about national security. That's the whole purpose. So we asked this question. We said, where do your concerns lie? Iran, China, Russia, Iraq, and one of the answers was interventionist foreign policy. That came in at, 25% of all respondents said that interventionist foreign policy is the greatest threat to national security, Alex. This is a big story.
To give us the poll first, so I do believe, I'm not there, I'm in southern Utah, but I believe we have the poll there, so we're going to try to put that on screen, or if Aaron has it there in studio, we can zoom in on that. Gary, start at the top of the poll and just read through the results. Again, tell folks the company, and then run through this breaking news here.
Well, basically, the company was Teleresearch Corporation out of Indiana, and what you're getting, Alex, you're getting the early results. We're going to have a full-spectrum detailed analysis of the whole breakdown of the survey tomorrow. We haven't even had time to digest all the results, but the horse race questions are in, the foreign policy questions are in, and the definitive data comes back that Ron Paul is the leading candidate, and he is going to take Iowa because of the crossover. No other candidate, Alex. No other candidates have crossover appeal. Ron Paul is the only candidate that can actually take votes from Obama.
Incredible. Aaron has the, and when I did a Zogby, that's how it was. The one day I got the big
first general ones, and then I got all these, this whole booklet of detailed breakdowns and women this, men that, black, Hispanic, Native American. I mean, yeah, they break it down just into ridiculous minutia for the focus groups and people. And see, we're doing what the big guys do. We're going out and doing our own polls. I should do more of this. I'm glad Francie's doing it. In fact, I did this for Ron Paul back in the last election 4 years ago. So great job. I think it cost us $5,000. But this is, you know, really gets the word out. But Aaron's got it. Aaron, read that preliminary data that, or not even preliminary, that first run of data with the big horse race questions. Read that on air.
I have says new Iowa poll places Ron Paul firmly in first with 25%. Congressman Ron Paul is leading by a significant margin in Iowa, according to results from a new tele-research poll. Revolution PAC supported the presidential candidate Ron Paul by conducting the poll, and it gets into how disaffected Democrats and independents were also included in the poll with a very large sample size of 2,900. I believe the standard polls only use 1,000 normally, Alex.
1,001, yeah.
And that includes also in this 2,900 sample, 700 likely Republican caucus goers. So that is an across-the-boards sampling of the Iowa voters.
All right, I want to be specific, though. Gary Francie joining us from RestoreTheRepublic.org. To be clear, you did poll Republicans by themselves, then you did a general poll and found he was even over the top. He's in a dead heat with Republicans, not second place, dead heat. But we now know other side of the polls, they claim he's second place, but that's how they spin him. Our own internal info shows he's way over the top as number one. But you're saying Republicans, he is dead heat, but you're saying that with across the board, he's winning.
Yeah, and just to be clear, Restore the Republic did not commission the poll. It was the Super PAC, Revolution PAC, that commissioned the poll.
No, I understand. I'm plugging the fact that you also run Restore the Republic.
Yeah, and what's interesting here is that, like you just noted, 1,000 is generally the sample size. We went beyond that. We got almost 2,900 actual respondents. We've actually significantly one-upped the Bloomberg survey because we have actually more Republican caucus goers, and we did, yeah. like you just mentioned, we asked. We had a jump question that asked those disaffected Democrats and independents who they would then vote for if they were going to participate. And like I said, the overwhelming response, Ron Paul with the crossover vote. And the Republicans need to hear this. They need to pay attention to these numbers. If they really, you know, if it's a party game and they want to play a party game and they really want to win, this is the man. His name is Ron Paul, and he can take it all the way to the White House, and he can restore this republic, and he can bring back liberty in America, Alex.
Absolutely. And look, folks, we need to help Ron Paul. He can't get it all done himself, and I'm glad you've done the scientific poll. I see the headline now at Infowars.com. Scientific poll. Ron Paul beats Obama in general election in tie or in dead heat with Kane and Gingrich. I mean, that's it. Scientific poll, Ron Paul beats Obama in general election. Scientific poll, Ron Paul beats Obama in Iowa, general election, something like that. And then sub-headline, in dead heat with other Republican leaders. I mean, he is definitely right up there at the very front, about to take poll position. Great job, Gary Francie. And again, we'll...
I've got one thing I want to jump in here and say. You know, with the Revolution PAC, your listeners need to know that we have a definitive advantage over the presidential campaign of Ron Paul because we can accept unlimited donations. If you'll let me, I need to make a direct plea to your listeners to support the Revolution PAC at revolutionpac.com. Empty your wallets. Fund the revolution at revolutionpac.com because we can take unlimited donations. We can take donations in the size of $10,000, $20,000. We can accept $1 million donations, and this will fund advertising campaigns that have never been seen before in a presidential election. We have the leg up, and we can make it happen. Alex, your listeners, I'm begging you guys to join us in this fight.
Well, Gary, you certainly produced some amazing TV ads, and all I know is this is a great job of this poll. I'd like to see more of these polls. I'd like to see the poll campaign do that. But he was going to be on last week, and then it was a scheduling thing. I've been out of town this week, but he just should be on next week, or I'll, you know, if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. Gary Franchi.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We are back from break. Alex will be joining us again tomorrow, and of course he'll be live with Mike Adams tomorrow on his way back. We thought we still had Gary Franchi, but he will be popping in later on the InfoWars Nightly News tonight. And it's a very interesting poll he's conducted. We've done this before at Alex's office, as he mentioned, with Zogby back in the 2008 when Ron Paul really did have a name recognition issue. Thus, we did a blind biography poll, and Ron Paul did very well, better than in many national polls, based on a reading of his credentials and the rest of it. What I found interesting, though, was a personal insight into how political these polls become, even though they are scientifically crafted. In that case, I specifically remember whoever had written the biography for Mitt Romney. It was written very loaded. It called him a hero of the Olympics and really praised him in ways that it didn't praise the other candidates at a time when Mitt Romney was topping all those polls, even though that didn't play out whatsoever in the 2008 so-called elections, which are obviously manipulated behind the scenes. So it's encouraging that Ron Paul is showing up in a more balanced poll that surveys not only likely Republican caucus goers, but the quote-unquote disaffected independents and Democrats. And that's really what they always try to sell, is the crossover mainstream middle-of-the-road appeal between both parties, saying that someone too far to the right or left would marginalize in a general election. But Ron Paul is a different kind of candidate. He's out of the box of that strictly left-right line paradigm system, largely because of his national and international foreign policy issues, well, domestic policy and international, and especially his understanding of economic issues. He really has the clout in this issue, and it's interesting that so many people would identify with the interventionist foreign policy as part of the major problem. Of course it is. Elections are never run on moral issues, but if you have moral issues in the race, certainly our great expenditure and our wanton killing overseas is not something we want to be engaged in. And all the other candidates, particularly in both parties, well, particularly in both parties, that is, are totally online with going along with all the globalist intervention recommendations. You've heard people like Herman Cain in the debates identifying how he would simply go along with his advisors. People like Henry Kissinger he talks to behind the scenes. Mitt Romney, totally part of the system, ready to go along with the war against Iran or whomever. And that really goes for almost all the candidates. Certainly you've seen President Obama expanding into more and more adventurous territories overseas, even as the Arab Spring unfolded and blossomed into tyrannies everywhere and wars in many places. So we hope that doesn't continue to grow. Now, we are going to take your calls on the other side of this break. I want to give the number out right now. It's 1-800-259-9231. But right now, we'll go ahead and go to Tom in Arizona. Are you there, Tom?
Hey, great show. Those polls were wonderful news. My comment is from your previous guest, Greg. I can tell you that I used to work as a broker for one of the top three commercial banks back in the late 90s and early 2000s. After we had a big merger, the new company came in with a new option for your 401k. If you kept the old one, you'd have the same investment options. However, you would lose some of the benefits, such as taking a loan against the 401k and that sort of thing. However, if you went to the new one, they restored all the benefits. In other words, you could take a loan against your 401k, the same investment options. Your statement would reflect those investments. However, by going to the new one, the bank was then had the rights to take those funds and invest it any way they wanted to. My opinion, they leveraged everything. This is no different than Bernie Madoff.
Right. Yeah, go ahead.
And the other thing I think your listeners need to know is who is FINRA, the regulatory agency, over your broker, over MF Global and the whole works, who are supposed to oversee all this. If you go to Google and bring from and look to see what the panel is, FINRA, regulatory agency, it's a board member of people from Wall Street who are regulating themselves. That's why this stuff is happening. They are protecting the big institutions. Your little broker is not allowed to do what these big brokers can do, these big institutions. And they, in my opinion, they're going to keep you in these markets, and they're going to keep selling you short, naked short selling you. And it's just fraud all the way around.
I agree. It's animal behavior. We're coming up on the break. I'll let you get a final word in on the other side. But, yeah, I know we talked to William K. Black, interviewed him for Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic. He talked about Bush calling off all the regulators. Apparently, Obama has gone even further. Stay tuned. More calls ahead, and we'll get
into... We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Of hell open up financially in terms of breaking down the wall of Glass-Steagall that separated commercial and investment banking, and it's just gotten progressively worse from there. There are numerous presidents in on this deterioration of regulation, including both Bushes, Clinton, and Obama himself. And I know that after 9/11, Bush reportedly had, according to the expert on the matter, William K. Black, he had a very significant portion of the regulators called off from investigating financial fraud, particularly on places like Wall Street and the related spheres. And I understand that that trend has gotten even worse under Obama, clearly one of the most transparent Wall Street candidates, even as he appeals to much of his base on the basis of tackling the big business interests. It's all a fraud, of course. But we were speaking with Tom in Arizona, and he was on this point of regulation. Tom.
Yes, I just want to kind of finish up on it. The regulators are stacked against the common folk in the United States. The only thing that's keeping this thing together, the whole economy is a Ponzi scheme. It's the ability of Bernanke to print money out of thin air. We saw what Bernie Sanders, when he audited the Fed and found an additional $16 trillion, which nobody knows. People, they have leveraged everything out there. What you see on your state really there. That's why this endless printing of money to keep fooling you has to continue until one day, I don't know when it's going to be, but it's going to end. That's all I got to say. Go Ron Paul.
Okay, thanks, Tom. We're going to jam in some more calls in just a few moments here. The call-in number is 1-800-259-9231 to join us. But, of course, we do rely on your support here at InfoWars, and we have a lot of important specials right now in time for the holiday season. I know a lot of people get caught up in the gift-giving of Christmas and other holidays at this time of year. So maybe it's appropriate that InfoWars has a $99.95 special for all 18 of Alex's films. It's really more than 18, I think, if you count them right. Things like the Police State Trilogy with three films in one set. And stuff like Dark Secrets with two films, one an update on the other. But it's a great gift. It comes in the plastic wrap package. It's something nice and attractive you can give to friends, families, neighbors, even strangers. And they'll wonder, what is this stuff? And hopefully they'll watch it and have an awakening from that point on. Obama deception is still so powerful, the system has to demonize it and come after it. That's just one of the powerful films you get in that pack. And the whole deal is, whether you love or hate Obama, you watch the film, but you really learn about the globalists behind the throne, the true system that has hijacked our country and the rest of the globe and taken it over through these puppet presidents, the way they sell you an image. Remember, these elections are nothing more than just the marketing of candidates. It's no different than the commercials you see on TV for products, Coke and Pepsi style, a false left-right opposition, making you feel like you have a choice when you're really buying into an overall controlled system where, in the case of food products, nutrition and health isn't taken into consideration. Just the appeal, the image behind the product, never mind the substance. Now, to plug another part of our special, until the end of November, you could sign up for a 15-day free trial of PrisonPlanet.tv. If you wondered what is up with the InfoWars Nightly News, a great broadcast we do now five nights a week, you can tune in live and watch it as it airs instead of later after it's no longer completely fresh news on places like YouTube. It's great that you can get it there, too, and get out the word and share it with friends, family, contact, etc. But you can watch it live. You can download them. You can stream Alex's live three-hour radio show. And there's plenty of other specials as well as the ebooks and the rest of it. Again, you can get that through the end of November on a 15-day free trial. See if you like it. Then if you do like it, we have great special discounts for the holiday season, $39.95, I think, for a yearly membership. And if you get it with the DVDs, it's not $100 just for the DVDs. It's $129, an even greater discount there if you buy the membership with the DVD package. And you can, of course, share that with five other people as well. So that could be part of your holiday gift giving if you're in that paradigm and have family and friends who are. Now let's go to some more calls. We have Kyle in Oregon. Let's see what you bring to the table. Kyle.
Hey, guys. So much to credit you all for. I wish I could be a guest on the show one day. I do have a question, and I'm sure you can answer for Alex Jones or on behalf of the production. In terms of vaccinations, outside of our children being walking dead, I think the vaccines are the number one threat to our children. My 2-year-old hasn't received all of his shots. So in turn, my family's shunning me, literally. My father has forsaken me because of the argument. My fiance and I argue over the vaccines that he will not get. Is there any solid answer as to what one can do, you know, in parenthood, besides moving off of the grid, outside of, you know, sheltering or hiding one's own family from vaccines or forced inoculations? Does anyone, would someone like yourself have an answer as to how to avoid, how to, you know, get your child into school without vaccines and such?
Well, as far as the school issue, the perception that it is a law is a hoax, at least in almost every place I've read about. Among other things, they have a waiver for religious exemption, but I think it also covers ideological exemption. But as far as dealing with your family and your fiance, your spouse, as well as your parents, I mean, I haven't been through that myself. I'm not a parent yet, but obviously that could be a big issue. You want to try to show them the package inserts and bring them the truth. But just remember, it's your child's life at stake. It's your family at stake. It is your life. It's not the federal government. It's not the big system's life to play games with. And that stuff has been shown to be very dangerous. There's numerous health effects. There's articles all over Infowars.com and Natural News. I'm not an expert in that area, so I can't speak too much on it. As far as awakening the family to those issues, I think it's probably something that takes time. But look how many more vaccines they give out now than they did a decade or two decades ago.
Exactly. And so are there any vaccines left that you shouldn't be so fearful of?
Well, that's going to be a case by case. I mean, it has to do with the ingredients and also the way it was developed. A lot of the things it's supposed to protect you against knowingly grow, change, and mutate over time. So that's one reason why it's hard to target with mass vaccinations. But the other side of it is the thimerosal and the other ill ingredients that they throw in there as kind of a sociological goodie. You've heard Alex on this issue before. I mean, I would just encourage you to research it because I can't tell you some silver bullet key here. Any other words, Kyle?
Yes. Well, I appreciate that. I also have one comment on the Ron Paul campaign. When one hears about a secession, or when people in such a state as Texas speak of a secession, and I think that leads kind of to an option of just declaring, because with the bloodlines of the Illuminati, with Dick Cheney being related to Bush, or however you want to look at it, I think at some point we should all just claim Ron Paul as our president. Because when the media all over every single channel says he can't become president, he won't be president, he's not going to be able to be president. Well, actually, in terms of bloodlines and such, maybe that is the case, and maybe it's time for us just to claim him as our president.
I think that's a great idea. I mean, to me, that fits in with what I think is the archetypal theme of I am Spartacus. When Spartacus led the slave rebellion in Rome prior to the Caesars, they went looking for him in the countryside, at least as depicted in the movie. I'm not sure if it's entirely historically accurate, but they began to say, where is Spartacus? Where is he? And all the commoners stood up and said, I am Spartacus. No, I'm Spartacus. In other words, who are you going to take? Are you free humanity? Are we going to stand up for ourselves and declare that we're not part of this takeover system? We see through it, and people like Ron Paul represent the idea of that true freedom, and that's why so many people have gathered to support him. I think it's a great idea to declare Ron Paul is my president. I think they have bumper stickers to that effect already. I've got a note here. Not one vaccine has ever been tested with concern to cancer. Not sure what the source is on that, but I mean, yeah, do your own research. There's all kinds of shenanigans and ill plans with the vaccines. I don't want to get any more into that today, though. Patrick in New York, let's see what you have. Thanks for the call there.
Hey, Aaron, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. You know, I just wanted to talk about, you know, the educational system in this country, especially college, you know. I'm in college right now. I'm in community college, and you know, I noticed I'm taking a world politics class, and it is the biggest propaganda lie that I have ever heard in my life. And somebody that's awake to this can obviously see it. Like, the whole entire textbook just talks about, you know, solutions. It says, like, you know, it says our problems, like, as the war, as to our economic crisis, and every solution that the book gives is global governance. And it's just, you know, I think it's absolutely sickening, and I keep on pointing this out in class, and my professor is like, he's like, no, 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 you don't know what you're talking about, and he tries to, like, stop me from saying, like, from essentially speaking my mind on these topics. And he just keeps on going on with the, you know, global governance is good, you know, trust the UN. He goes into great detail about how great the UN is and how great the EU is, when in fact the EU is going under right before our eyes. I just want to know what you think about that.
Well, that is a big issue, Patrick. I mean, the history of education and the way it developed, particularly in the 20th century, is surprisingly shocking, but you could trace it back to, as Charlotte Iserby pointed out in our recent special, which you can find up on Prison Planet TV, the extent to which Skull and Bones and other elitist families, the Rockefeller Foundation and more, really brought to life the modern education system, which did away largely with the classical education and brought in what you can call in many different ways conditioning and training. And then more broadly, they fund the textbooks and influence the people who write for the textbooks, the same people bankrolling the whole global government project. And they want to pitch it as inevitable. They want to make solutions seem simple and easy to understand. They want to promote this whole global society where everyone has these shared values and so forth. And it's definitely indoctrination in these schools, even if for well-meaning reasons. In some cases, there's a lot of good teachers in the system, but they are required to read from those textbooks. And we've showed you chapters on September 11th over the years in grade school and more. On the other hand, I went through UT's School of Government. And, yeah, I would have to concur. It is full of globalist propaganda. I'll keep it short for time's sake. Any other things, Patrick?
You know, and I just want to say, I did see Charlotte Iserby's, you know, I did see her work. And I was interested by it, you know, and always, like, a personal story with me, you know, ever since I was a young child, you know, I went to school, you know, and, like, when I was really little, like, I was always interested in learning, I loved learning, but I was never the person to do homework because I didn't want to submit to authority figures. And that's the main thing, and, like, I would, you know, I wouldn't do any homework, you know, I'd probably fool around a little bit, and then when test time came, I'd get, like, high grades. You know, I'm not trying to toot my own horn or anything, but, like, that would drive teachers completely up the wall because the main reason is, you know, I had a problem with authority, and that's basically what the American educational system is. It's more about submitting to authority, I feel, than to actually about learning.
Yeah, certainly, and I've seen people who perform well in school as well as those who did poorly all rolled over by the system and intimidated out of the great potential we have in ourselves. I mean, I don't want to get too much more into it today, but I certainly have a lot of thoughts on that subject. O'Brien, are you calling with the 1984 moniker, or is that your real name?
Yes, this is my real name.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I had a question for the other guest, but I guess I could ask you, well, how do we prepare for the hard times ahead that will be coming down the pike? Hello?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a complicated issue. I'm not really coming from a financial expert point of view, but you want to try to limit your exposure to what we know are fraudulent systems and try to make preparations in case you lose a job or have no opportunities in the coming markets. I mean, there's a lot more you can read on it. Gold and silver are a good thing to get a hold of as a reserve. But, yeah, you want to try to disconnect yourself from the parts that are falling apart and try to find opportunity where you can, I think. Jordan, let's take your – I'm sorry, Justice in Michigan. Let's take your call now.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi, how you doing?
Pretty good. I've come up with a great idea for the movement, for the pretty lovers, whatever. I know – Alex says ideas are bulletproof. I've come up with a social network just for us. I've made it. I've built it. I've put it together. It's tons of InfoWars material to others. And the address is patriotspot.wallfm. If anybody would like to join there and check it out, they're welcome to join. Just I want to make another tool. I want to help. We need unity. We cannot win this without unity, and this is a place for together.
Yeah, right. Like minds have to get together. So tell us real quickly where that is, and then let's move on.
It's patriot.wall.fm.
Okay, thanks a lot. And now let's go to Jordan in Texas. Welcome.
Hey, Aaron, how's it going?
How's
this
good
idea for, you know, this thing with Ron Paul, you know, because as he's getting closer to winning, I believe, the GOP debate and everything, I think you're really getting pretty close. So I think what we need to start doing is start occupying the mainstream media's phone lines and their physical buildings. or as my friend would say, the shame stream media. But I really think we need to start occupying the phones and the mainstream media so we can and start demanding that Ron Paul gets more than just 89 seconds or a few minutes. Because they give him a few minutes, they give everybody else like 10, 12 minutes. And we need to start demanding that Ron Paul gets more time because he's getting closer to winning this thing.
Absolutely, and obviously they have been trying to black him out from media coverage in many ways in this cycle and in the 2008 cycle. It hasn't stopped him, but it has probably slowed him. And regardless of Ron Paul's position in this race, the whole system is fraudulent anyway. They write the election laws to favor the two parties. They put in these sham candidates who they know are going to go along with the establishment agenda, the global government agenda, the lobbyist agenda, and a whole lot more, which all becomes interrelated. Certainly, we should hit the mainstream media, let them know that this election is different. There are real issues in that election, and Ron Paul represents those ideas. I think it's a good idea to get that out for sure. Anything else, Gregory? I'm Jordan, getting confused here.
No, man, Aaron, that's it.
All right, have a good one, and we'll be back on the other side. I'm going to hit one last news blitz, and, of course, today is November 22nd. A lot of people have made the day of JFK's assassination a memorial to occupy and attempt to end the Fed. A lot of those protests are going on at Federal Reserve locations across the country. There's been other actions on the Fed this year. Maybe you should check that out. Infowars.com. We'll be back with more, and Alex back later. Stay tuned tonight. Infowars Nightly News.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter. But do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
We are in the last segment. We'll hear from Alex again tomorrow. The rebroadcast coming up, and of course tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, we're going to get more into this breaking news, the new Iowa poll that places Ron Paul firmly in first with 25%. That's right, when they do honest polling, it produces a lot better results for our kind of candidates than when you see the mainstream people spinning and massaging the data to their own purposes. But that's the way elections go. They call it fighting dirty. We just want to let people know that Ron Paul does have support because of the ideas he supports, not because he's some kind of, just figurehead leader like all the other candidates. You know, also in the news here on November 22nd, the day of JFK's assassination, 38 years ago in 1963, you have articles like this one in New York Magazine, What Killed JFK? Not Who, but What. And people like Chris Matthews, who brought you The Rise of the Right Wing and otherwise tried to demonize the severe right wing hatred of Democratic presidents. He brought this point up, too, in relation to Obama. Let's cue some of that clip now.
Let me finish tonight with this. On a Friday morning in the fall of 1963, an American president traveled through Texas trying to figure the state out. What made Dallas so right-wing? He kept asking the two men in the car with him that drizzly Friday morning in November. Why were they attacking him as a traitor? Why were they spitting on his people? One of his hosts, Congressman Jim Wright of Fort Worth, laid it out on the right-wing press in Dallas. Governor John Connally, the other politician in the car with him, the visiting president, chalked it up to the economy. Unlike a city like Fort Worth, a city of stockyards and factory floors, where the visiting president had just gotten warmly cheered, the city of Dallas was filled with white-collar office buildings. People there all wanted to make it to the higher floor, wanted to move up to their insurance and financial companies. They were voting the way their bosses voted, voting their aspirations to get to the next floor. Who knows what makes one city so different from another politically? Jack Kennedy was just trying to sort it all out that morning. He was living the life of an American politician, trying to figure things out politically, trying to figure out what was in the water down there in Dallas that made some people so viciously right-wing.
And okay, there you have it, and the insinuation that it was something in the water that made people so viciously right-wing. And this is just more of the talking point, using JFK as a bouncing board for the larger attempt to demonize free speech and try to pin a lot of the extremist action on the rhetoric from various circles. You've seen it most recently with this accused White House shooter saying he viewed the Obama deception. That motivated him. You saw similar attempts with Jared Lee Loeffner and that guy Poplawski and a whole lot more. And Chris Matthews has really been one of the central people on that theme. Never mind the involvement of the CIA or all the unexplained questions. It was the general hatred in the population of Dallas. No, obviously there was a different kind of conspiracy going on there, although those factors were in place as well, but it's a complicated world. You also have Will Lewis Free, the former FBI director, bungle the Penn State child sex abuse investigation. Very interesting because of his role in the FBI during Clinton's second term, all the things he helped cover up from Waco to Ruby Ridge on down, or allegedly helped to cover up. And it's interesting because you see in things like the Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky scandal, people like, what was that guy's name who did the investigation? Kenneth Starr, a big Bohemian Grove family who goes there with other candidates like Newt Gingrich. Is there political sabotage going on behind these investigations, and will they ever uncover the truth? Well, I, for one, am not going to hold my breath. Also interesting, the rise of computerized contact lenses that will keep you up to date with news and text. Your iPhone will display text and imagery on new contacts, more of the coming technocratic society. That's all the time we have today. Stay tuned for rebroadcast. And tonight, special coverage of Ron Paul's rise in the polls on the InfoWars Nightly News. Stay tuned and get the word out. PrisonPlanet.tv, free trial for 15 more days.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.